Welcome to episode one of You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. Hey, everybody. Welcome to You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Here we are, episode number one. I, Silas, am a real estate agent in the Seattle, Washington area. And a few months ago, I came up with the idea of putting together either a podcast or a video cast instruction, you know, sort of manual of buying a home. And then the more I thought about it, the more I thought maybe I'll go back to my sort of my roots. You know, I've been doing an entertainment podcast for years. You can check that out somewhere else, but I thought, you know, I've always loved podcasts. I love the idea of just having people dropping in and listening to a conversation. Those are the kind of podcasts I like. And I started thinking about how I could better serve people in this home buying process. You know, there's so much information out there. It can get overwhelming. I have an ultimate guide for home buying that I give out to new clients so that they can read through. But, you know, there's just something different about talking to somebody about the real estate process and buying a home. And I thought, you know what, if I just did a weekly podcast that just covered strictly home buying, that could make it really simple. You know, we could break down each episode into, you know, the various parts of buying a home. What is earnest money? That's a whole episode right there. What's a great time to buy a home? Like, what time of year? That's an episode there. You know, these don't have to be hour-long episodes. They can be 3 to 5 minutes. And, you know, and then you could use it sort of as your own little e-course. You know, listen to the episodes that cover the topic that you want to learn about. And so here we are. Now, obviously, it feels like if I had just started this when I first, you know, thought of it, or even every time I went to go hit record, I'd be up to episode like 50 by now. But, you know, it's kind of like home buying. Like, you have so much anticipation about it. You think about all the problems and difficulties that might go into the process. And the truth is, it's not that complicated. You just kind of have to start doing it. Like, you just got to get out there. This is your first step. Maybe listening to this podcast is your first step as you're thinking, like, you know, I want to buy a home, but I'm not sure what I should do. Where do I start? Like, and so then you were browsing on iTunes maybe, and you saw this podcast, and now here you are. You know, and now you're going for it. And before you know it, you're going to be sitting in your own home with some brand new keys in your hand. Because it all starts like this. I'm a real estate agent. I'm a homeowner. And I'll tell you, when I first started thinking about buying a home, I had a lot of misconceptions about it. Which is one of the reasons I like teaching the live home buying seminars. I do really enjoy that. It's hard to make the time for it, but I'm going to be trying to get more going on in the Seattle area so I can just talk to people about it. Because when I went to a class about learning to buy a home, I went in there anticipating that, oh, I'm about 5 years away from owning a home. It turned out I was actually like 6 months away. We just had to take care of a couple little debt things and it'd be fine. Like, I had all these misconceptions. I'm like, well, I have student loans. I can't buy a home. Well, that really doesn't have anything to do with it. Got to make sure you can pay all your bills, but we have so many misconceptions about buying a home before we start digging into it. And so if this is another path that people can take to make it happen, to feel comfortable trying to buy a home, then I kind of feel like I have a responsibility to do it. You know, like I'm really, I love real estate. I love the home buying process. I think it's one of the best ways for people to climb into, you know, a diminishing middle class, but they can start earning personal wealth. And I think the home is your first big step to doing that and discovering a different level of freedom. You know, I hope you find this podcast helpful. If you're a first time home buyer, or maybe you've owned a home and you're living in your own home right now, but you've been in there 20, 30 years and you're not sure what to do now because you think, you know what, the market's a lot different than when I first bought. And it is. And there's strategies that you want, you know, to grab onto when you're going out there to buy a home and when you're working with your agent. How do you find an agent nowadays? Maybe the person you worked with is out of the business. So that's what I'm here for, to help guide you, help answer those questions. So, so browse through these episodes as they come out, you know. Of course, if this is the premiere episode on the premiere day, there's not a bunch out there, but there will be in the next few weeks. You're going to see a whole bunch coming out. So go ahead, hit subscribe, whether it's on iTunes or whatever your other favorite podcast carrier is. Hopefully this is out on all of them. Go ahead, hit subscribe. And then, if you could rate it also, too, if you enjoy this, please go to iTunes and rate this. It really helps. It'll help others because then other people can find it and they can, you can join that. It's kind of fun to do it together. You know, it's great when one couple starts buying a home and then another couple's like, Hey, Bob and Cindy are buying a home. Why don't we buy a home? Like we can do that if they can. And then they're out there buying and they do it together, you know, and then, they seem to do everything within a year or two. I don't know. That's happened with me and my friends. I don't know about you guys, but that's how it is here. So anyway, this is the premiere episode. Thank you so much for listening. Come back. And as we start delving into these first couple questions, first couple things you need to do to get ready to buy a home, coming up next time on You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. We'll be right back.